Jerry is coming up. He's late. Gotcha. He lives out there or something. Yeah. Okay. There's some seats up front here.
Just like sure.
Hear me now?
No, that microphone doesn't, it doesn't project into a dish report.
Okay. Anyway, start over again. It's 5:59. October 19th, 2022. The meeting for the Yakima County Planning Commission is called to order. Sorry for the delay. Apparently some of us can't read real well. Roll call.
Sure. Robert?
Here.
Jerry? Doug?
Here.
Kyle?
Here.
And Mike?
Here.
And Holly's not here.
Approval for the minutes from the September 14th meeting. Anyone have any changes, comments?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the September 14th, 2022 Planning Commission meeting minutes as presented.
I hear a second.
I'll second, Kyle.
Then moved and seconded to approve the meeting of the September 14th meeting as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Public comment on any item other than those on the agenda. Okay, any old business other than what's on the agenda? And under new business, we'll start with LRN 21-001, September 21-10, County Act Emergency EPA Amendment Modification. Start with the staff report.
Sure. That's me. My name is Tua Vang. I'm with the Long Range Planning Division. Thank you.
Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm sorry. I'll try to speak a lot louder here, so let me know at any time if you can't hear me, okay? I'm with the Long Range Planning Division. I'm here to present the Natchez UGA modification. This proposal was submitted this year, in June of this year. The Planning Commission actually moved it forward to the board last year from the original proposal. The Board of County Commissioners did not make a decision on that one. And so they submitted a modified version of it for land swap, and the board told staff to go ahead and forward it for processing, and that's where we're at today. So the land swap is what they're proposing. The town is proposing to remove Huck's 28.23 acre parcel here at the top with the yellow, and then add Diner's three properties here at the bottom of the southeast corner here by the cemetery. So these two lands properties were reviewed under the five UGA amendment review criteria. We looked at population. Currently, the 2020 U.S. Census population is reporting that the town of Natchez is at 1,084 people and has grown by 254 people since 2015. Based on this population, the land capacity analysis has reported that the town of Natchez is currently at 18 years of growth and has decreased from 56 years of growth. Staff's initial review of the proposal against the major rezone criteria found that Hut's property and Diner's property were consistent with the review criteria and suitable for the proposed uses. With the land capacity analysis showing no net gain with the number of years of growth with the land swap, the Yakima staff recommended approval. Thank you for coming. So, so I'll just start back off with that. With the land capacity analysis showing no net gain, swapping Huck's properties for Diner's properties, staff recommended approval with our study session drafts and our hearing drafts. If you actually went online and looked at them, then that kind of just, you know, the details are in there. We did receive some public comments since we've issued the staff drafts. Received one letter from the Department of Commerce and six from neighbors. I created this PowerPoint before the last actual comment came in, but we did receive a total of six comments from neighbors and one from Commerce. Commerce in particular points out that there's new legislation under the Growth Management Act, RCW 3670A 130, effective June of this year, prohibits land swaps with any land designated agriculture or previously designated as agriculture. Based on this new information, Yakima County is changing our recommendation from approval to denial. And we have submitted in the Planning Commission exhibit packets the letter of our written reversal. It should be the last page of the exhibit list. And then here are the other folks. I'm missing one person, but everybody pretty much had the same comment, which was to oppose. So there's our recommendation. The Planning Commission next steps, Town of Natchez wants to do a present. No, that was a recommendation. That we're changing. So the next steps for the Planning Commission is to hear a presentation from the town of Natchez. I believe that they wanted to talk about continuing this hearing. We just let them know today that we are changing our recommendation, and so they want some time to address that issue. I'll let them talk a little bit more. I'll let them elaborate on those details for you and make that request to the Planning Commission. And then at the discretion of the Planning Commission, after public testimony, you guys can talk about, you know, continuing the hearing and letting them respond to that testimony.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask Tui a question, please? Sure. I just want to know, are you going to revise your staff report then to reflect the new information?
We are not. The actual submittal that we have there, that we're changing or reversing our recommendation from approved to deny, that is our written actual. There's nothing in the staff report that has changed. All the review criteria that we went through stays the same. There's nothing in there besides the conclusions, and the recommendation is the only thing that's changing based on Department of Commerce's letter.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And so after the town of Natchez presentation, if they're still doing that, I'm not sure. You can look at taking public testimony, close the public hearing, move it to deliberations or continue.
Yeah.
To continue, not to deliberate, so.
Thank you. Town MPs, would you like to make some presentations?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Shen. My name is Mike Shen. I'm the attorney for the town of Natchez. I live at,
Hey, Mike, hey, So, hopefully the whole room can hear you. Go ahead and pull it over here. You're fairly soft spoken. And all of like where you're investigating.
My name is Mike Shen. I represent the town of Natchez. I live on Bee Lane in Natchez, and my office at the Halverson Law Firm on 405 East Lincoln. And today at about 1 p.m. is when we learned that staff was preparing a reversal of their recommendation. I was of the impression that there would be a new staff report. I guess that's not the case. But I haven't seen the reversal, and I assume until this evening you hadn't either. So what I'm prepared to do is to suggest a postponement, or at the very least a deferral of our presentation until we've had a chance to respond to that reversal that the staff report is recommending. I always feel that an advanced staff report, knowing the lay of the land, gives everyone a roadmap for the proceedings, and apparently that roadmap has changed on us just this afternoon. So we'd like an opportunity to review, respond, and submit materials in response if we deem that appropriate. But at this juncture, having had only a few hours' notice of this reversal, we'd like to at least reserve the opportunity to make our full presentation at a later date. Obviously, it's up to you how much testimony you take tonight, but in terms of the town's presentation, we want to reserve the right to present that at a later time. Yes, sir.
Mr. Shen, do you know about how much time you'll need to prepare your presentation?
A week or two.
Thank you. What most likely is going to happen, depending on the voting for, we will continue this to a date to take action, to continue this to a date to be determined. That means, and then there will be another public hearing. That being said, anyone that wants to speak tonight, you're welcome to do that. If you want to speak again when the other hearing comes, you're welcome to do that also.
Mr. Shen, I have a question for you. Does it make a difference to you if people make public comment today versus after you review the new information and present differently?
It really doesn't, and
okay.
That's obviously after the commission.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you your insight. Yeah, thank you.
Well, a lot of people came to speak tonight, and
yeah.
I want to give them the opportunity to do that.
So we have a list of people who actually wrote in here that really do want to testify.
Okay.
And so if you want to go down and anybody of that has Natchez UGHS off,
okay,
and provide testimony, yes, just call them up and then
mark it off.
Those are
Could we?
Yes.
Could you possibly do that and stand a little bit over there so they can hear?
I'll announce it.
You will?
Okay. I've got a list here that everybody that signed in to check which item they're here for. I'm going to go through the list one at a time. Anybody that signed up to speak to the Natchez issue, if you wish to speak tonight, please do. If not, that's fine. And like I say, even if you do speak tonight, you're welcome to come back at a later date to be determined. So your concerns can be heard. We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to speak. That being said, first on the list is Paul Williams.
I'll go back to there.
Okay. George Ralph. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you might just ask if there's anybody who wants to speak tonight.
Sure.
And then go.
Well,
check them on the list.
How many people want to speak tonight?
Looks like we have three.
Anybody other than those three? Okay. That being said, start with the gentleman over on the right, my right, your left. So we come to the podium. You understand, we need to speak up, identify yourself, and give your address.
My name is Todd Huff. That property in question is my family. To give you a little timeline, we've grown up, born and raised in Natchez, farmed there for over 50 years. We own over 40 acres within the growth management act and city of Natchez, so we're very familiar with what's going on. A year ago when we came here, I communicated this on a friendship basis with the county administrator, Jeff Ranger. And when I opposed the acquisition of the growth management initially, is because owning as much land as we do within the system, I'd have a pretty good pulse on the need for more land, or if there was developers coming to us, I'd have a very good pulse. And being there has been no developers seeking more land to develop on, I don't know what was the reasoning to add to. It was a personal reason, in my belief. But that's just my belief. Okay, so once and Simmons Road was just on the other side of what we're looking at. We own some property, and we're going to bring a couple pieces that we work, that he was going to bring in a couple of other neighboring properties in there. He was going to develop Simmons Road, which would have been a pretty sweet deal for me. I get a city road put in, right? It borders 12 acres of land. And when I oppose the growth management, I get a call 2 days later that says, I'm pulling that property, so the road no longer will be developed. And so that's kind of comical, because that's just kind of, yeah, I would have got a nice road, city road built on city dollars, grant money, whatever it is. Now fast forward to this. I just learned, I didn't know where we were at in this process. I get a letter in the mail last Wednesday or so stating that he's removing us. No one's ever said a word. This is a very small community. And the problem with that is the council and the mayorship is comprised of two sets of spouses. So it's a very tight council that is driven and run by the city administrator. And I don't find out, you guys have been talking about this since June, and as a landowner, it's going to be 28 acres removed, adamantly unwilling. I do not want to be removed. I'm bordered by two sides of the city right now, and he wants to remove me without a discussion. I just can't even imagine that we're here in middle October, and we're having this discussion. I should have known about this a long time ago. That's, in my belief, that's the underlying politics of a small town politics. That's how I see it. Okay? Again, no way do we want to be removed. I'll fight it to the end. There has been nobody clearly coming to develop land. Because I would have been approached, whether I could have declined any one of you, or I could have, you offer me I've always said forever, everything's for sale at the right price. There's no such thing as nothing for sale. But when I'm not getting approached, there's not a real need of developers unless there's a special project behind the scenes. I don't know what else
I have to clarify when you said the property that we're in question, you're talking about
this is 28 acres
that they want to take out of the
I don't want to take it out.
Yeah.
They're doing this. You know, like I said, it started in June again, and I don't hear about it until last week. Does that not seem odd? I just don't understand that.
No, we didn't know about it until like a week ago.
And I just don't know how you can take something away from me when I haven't even asked for it. Okay?
Thank you.
The lady.
I was just curious, too, if you state that so we could all see or hear what you're putting out when you guys come today.
Does
that kind of cause all?
You mean the change in the recommendation,
yeah.
The reversal?
Can you tell me that?
Yeah.
Caitlin Dunn. A neighbor on Allen Road in Natchez.
I'll just read our letter, okay, because I don't have a digital copy of it. So from Yakima County to the Planning Commission members, Yakima County staff is writing to inform the Planning Commission that it is reversing its study session and hearing draft recommendations to the Planning Commission from approved to deny based on the comments provided by the Department of Commerce letter dated October 3rd, 2022, which conveys new legislation that amended RCW 3670A-130 prohibiting urban growth area land swaps that include lands designated agriculture or previously designated agriculture effective June 9th, 2022. Since the town of Natchez proposal is to conduct a land swap with property currently designated as agriculture, this proposal is no longer consistent with the Growth Management Act. Therefore, we are reserving our recommendation.
Reversing.
I'm sorry.
So I guess one question, if it's a state law, why do we have to wait and let them, next town in Natchez, have more legal counsel, pay more attorneys on our dime to try to find a new angle on this? It's a state law. That's I guess I'm confused by that. We're wasting a lot of people's time and money. Another thing, too, is the city of Natchez gets legal counsel. Todd Huck has to go and pay his own. I mean, can he get legal counsel from the Department of Commerce then? Because this is a state law. I guess I'm just confused by that. And I would kind of echo Todd. You know, it's a bad precedence, even if it is legal, to not communicate with the landowner to move their property out of an urban growth zone. I know Todd's never had developers knocking on his door, but that's a bad precedence for a small town to, you know, you spend your whole life, you maybe want to go buy an investment that is an urban growth development, and then 5 years later, they can take that from you. I think that's bad government. So I'm confused why we're waiting. Like, why do we have to continue this process when it's a state law? So that, I have more comments if we have to come back again, but I don't see why we would.
So I'm Eugene Thompson. I represent my mother, Sumphrey Thompson, at 913 on Old Natchez Highway, which is kitty corner from Diner's property. And one thing I do have a curiosity about is how many times have we been here for this matter? It's been scheduled, rescheduled, needed more information, inconclusive, due again with an addendum. This was supposed to be done on cycles, and other times we debated why this is an emergency, not to be confused with urgency. But at some point, can we please stop wasting our time, make a decision, or wait until the proper cycle? I believe that's every 5 years. Someone can correct me on that one.
8 years.
So, sounds like a good time to wait and let this thing resolve itself. And the other thing that, you know, I'm glad at least Mr. Hawk got a letter. I don't even get the letter. No matter how many times I put down my email and address. But one of the things that he brings up very interesting is small town politics. And the fact that we have to keep coming back to this, even if it's been declined. I said 2 meetings ago, the 3 big C's, which is collusion, coercion, and corruption. And so I'm not sure what is going on. The fact that we're here again makes me think someone else has an alternative interest in what is going on and really wants this thing pushed forward. If Natchez needs more land, why are we removing one? Why are we taking one to add one? Last time, I didn't get the conclusion letter, but they added one, but also I thought they removed one up towards Lehman Lumber, one of those two narrow and skinny or something. Now we want to remove another one. So can we fast forward a few meetings? Let's just systematically remove any individual parcel that somebody doesn't like. Well, 10 meetings from now, we can say, oh, gee, there's nothing left. You have to add this one. Where the other ones went, I don't know. But there's only one left. So again, it seems pretty obvious to me that establishing a trail here decide on things a little quicker. If anybody thinks there is any kind of coercion, corruption, collusion going on, I do have 10 copies of contact information for the Washington State Auditor to investigate these representatives, as well as the Growth Management Hearing Board and how to petition them. So I got 10 copies in the back. I'll leave on a chair by the door if anybody's interested.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak to the FGCPA issue?
Anybody else want to speak?
Yes. Does anybody else in the audience want to speak to the FGCPA issue this evening? All right.
I'd like to entertain the motion to continue this.
I move that we continue this hearing to a date to be determined. At that, for that hearing, everyone will be notified as they're notified this time.
I'll second for discussion.
I move to executive that we continue this. I guess I make the motion to see that's what I believe it, County Council. Legal counsel has suggested. So it gives everybody, it gives Natchez an opportunity to respond to the new information, the new laws, and decide what course of action they'd like to take. And we'll see what comes of that.
Yeah, I guess my only question or clarification, guidance from staff. If it is truly not allowed, would we even get to the point of having a second hearing? Like, does it go a different route? Because I understood that the issues that become before our planning commission are approved items that we take a look at, but if this item is now deemed not appropriate for this board, then does it just take a different route?
The option is to deny because the issue is that the application is already accepted and moved forward. And as part of all of our applications, all of our legislative applications, we have to send a notice to Commerce and so they review our work to make sure it meets state law. That's when we found out. So this application was already accepted and being processed. So once we accept something, we can't, it has to go through the motion. It has to. And that kind of answers your question. So we're already moving forward when we found out that the law had changed. And so the option is to either comply with state law, which would be to deny the proposal, or to approve the proposal, knowing that we would be inconsistent with state law. So that's really our option.
Thank you.
Moving forward. But it has to go through the process. It's too late. We already accepted it. It's got to go.
And I think we really do need to give the city of the town of Natchez a chance to respond to this because, you know, Commerce sent us a letter. It's a new state law, probably hasn't been tested, so what does it exactly mean? Sounds like they've got legal counsel that may be able to help us with that, and the county has legal counsel. So it's not always, with the Growth Management Act, it's not always cut and dry. And I used to work for Benton County, and I'm familiar with the property that probably brought forth this legislation. It happened after I left the county, but
yeah.
It was property we looked at before I left the county years ago. So,
yeah.
So there's always different types of interpretations that, you know, and we have Commerce's interpretation that's not necessarily a legal interpretation.
I would like Mr. Shannon, if we come back, to be able to address Mr. Huck's concerns on the next meeting. You don't have to do it now, but because I feel for Mr. Huck, I'm a citizen, I don't get paid to do this, but I feel for Mr. Huck's coming, so I'd love to hear a response if you're pursuing this. Why he's not notified, why his property is taken for somebody else to have theirs put into it, and I would love to hear any rebuttal if it's pursued.
I would caution the Planning Commission, it's really not our concern. And the reason being, it's the city's action that we're reviewing and deciding on. They've submitted an application. They have to go through their process. If they legally did their process, that's up to somebody else to determine, not for us to determine. So I don't want to really muddy the water. I want to, hopefully we can keep it on the point of what we're talking about, not necessarily what they did before or who thinks who did what. That's not something we need to consider as planning commission members. That's not for us. That's a legal question, not for us to determine. Do we need to continue this to a time and place specific, or
the problem with that? Sorry, I'll stand. Okay. The problem with that is that we don't have a room reserved already, and the room that we typically use is not big enough, and so we'll have to schedule a room and reserve something somewhere. And so without knowing that, we can't take a date ahead of time. So we'll just have to renote it. So I would make sure people signed in into the hearing. So.
And for some of those folks that said they didn't get notice, it's because we're only required to notice people within 300 feet of the property. And so if you didn't get a notice, but if we do actually publish it in the Yakima Herald, and so maybe you heard it from your neighbors, maybe you saw it in there. I know. Well, that's just what our code says. And so that's why, but because you're here today and you signed in, then we'll notify you, okay? We'll get anybody here, we'll get a notification.
Mr. Chair, maybe I need some clarity here, but I thought the question before us right now was whether or not we wanted to delay the hearing.
Well, continue the hearing.
To continue the hearing at a later date.
That's what I'm
saying. That's not the question of where or when.
Well, to continue to be determined, because
well, we need to vote on that, right?
It's on the table to be what we call the vote here.
Whether or not we want it continued.
Or whether or not we want to continue the hearing.
Okay. I call for the question.
Okay. I think we got a we don't know how the vote's gonna happen here. Lawyers involved on both sides, and they don't know better than we do.
Mr. Chairman, we have a motion on the table.
On the table to continue. Vote on that.
Robert?
Can you vote yes to continue?
Jerry?
No.
Doug?
Yes.
Kyle?
No.
Mike?
Yes.
The vote was 3 yes, 2 no. I guess that goes to the staff. We don't need board. Is it recommended that we support or stop it up?
No, but that just continues the hearing. It's not a recommendation.
So people will be informed on what happens. And you know, the town that he just found out this afternoon that the counties only have 2 days in this letter themselves. And so lawyers on the outside are still reading books technically. Anyway, thank you for coming. You're welcome to stay. A lot of you are also interested in
switch gears.
We'll take 6:30.
What I just heard is that we're going to
So you get the notices.